Per Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zochim Bavli Daf Yud. We begin in Per Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, on the 11th line, with the words Haschus Yesh La Keren. Haschus Yesh La Keren, V'yesh La Peiros, Aver Yesh La Keren, V'ein La Peiros. Merit has fruits as well as principle. Sin has principle but no fruits. Means fruits means paying back more than is deserved for the act that was done. Haschus Yesh La Keren, V'yesh La Peiros, Shnema, Imel Sadik Ki Tov, Ki Prima Lehem Yechelu. Merit has fruits as well as principle, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Per Gimel Pasuk Yud, praise the righteous man as he is good, as the fruit of their deeds they shall eat. Aveira yesh la keren vein la perus, shnema oy l'rosha ra ki gamul yodov yase loy. Sin has principle but no fruits, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Per Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, woe to the wicked who does evil, for the recompense of his hands shall be done to him. Mani makayim miyuchlu mipri darchehem, el kol avira she'asas pri yesh la pri, v'she'osas pri ein la pri. If that's the case, how do we understand the pasuk in Mishlei Aleph Perk, in pasuk Lamed Aleph, they will eat of the fruit of their way, and from their counsels they will be satiated? Rather, every sin that produces fruit means that, for example, if an important person made a hillel Hashem and others learned from him and sinned, it has fruit. If it did not produce fruit, it does not have fruit. If a person planned to do a mitzvah, but he couldn't do it, Hashem views it as if he did it. But if a person planned to do a sin and couldn't do it, Hashem does not view it as if he did that sin. A mitzvah is learned from the Pasuk in Malachi, in Per Gimel Pasuk Tev Zayin. Then the God-fearing men spoke to one another, and Hashem listened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared Hashem, and for those who valued or thought of his name highly. And we expound from this, even if a person thought to do a mitzvah, he receives the reward as if he did it. A sin is learned from the Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Samach Vav Pasuk Yud Ches. If I saw iniquity in my heart, Hashem does not hear it. Had the tame of Yisrael of Abagoyim Chilufa. Machshava Tova in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarf Lamase. Machshava Ro a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarf Lamase. Machshava Tova in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarf Lamase. Dechsiv Vad Me'alei Shamsha Hav Mishtada Lad Slusei Veloiksiv Veshazavei. And this rule applies to a Jew, but for a Gentile it will be the opposite. Means for a good deed, Hashem does not view it as if he actually did it, but for a sin, Hashem views it as if he actually did it. As the Pasuk says, when the king tried to save Daniel from being thrown into the lion's den, in Daniel Vav, in Pasuk Tes Vav, it says, and until sunset he tried to save him, and it doesn't say he saved him. And this shows that even though the king planned to do a good deed, it was not viewed as if he did it. But when a Gentile plans a sin, it's viewed as if he did it. The Pasuk says in Ovadia Aleph, in Psukim Tes and Yud, so that every man will be cut off from the mountain of Esav by the slaughter, because of the oppression of your brother Yaakov. And at the end of Pasuk Tes, by the slaughter, is expounded to be referring to Esav slaughtering Yaakov. Did Esav actually slaughter Yaakov? Rather, their intent to do so is viewed as if they actually did it. Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Harisha haya Adam sadik gomo kol yomo v'achoyne morad, ibed ze'akom asha'asa kol yomov. Ma'ata'am, Rabbi Shuv sadik mesit kasoi v'asa ovel v'goyme. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said in the Baisa, if a person was completely righteous throughout his life and at the end he rebelled, he lost everything he did. As the Pasuk says in Yecheskel in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, when a righteous man repents of his righteousness and commits injustice, he will die because of them. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Betoye Ala Rishonos. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says that's only when he regretted his original deeds. Harisha haya Adam Rasha Gomo Kol Yomov V'Soif Asa Tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabloi Ma'atam Rabbi Rasha Merisha Soi V'Goyme. And the Baisa continues, if the person was completely evil throughout his life, and at the end he repented, Hashem accepts him. As the Pasuk says, the following Pasuk says, and when a wicked man repents of his wickedness and performs justice and righteousness, he shall live because of them. Rabbi Yochanan says not only this, but all of his sins are considered to be merits, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim in Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Tes, Myrrh and aloes and cassia, which are different types of spices, all are your garments, and the word garments can be also translated as rebellions, pegidois. All of your rebellions are now like spices. Rubis chuyois umeute aveus, nefroim menu, miot aveus, kalois, shasa, ba'ilam haze, beshur litain loi, schoi, meshalem loisin lasid lavoi, ava rubi aveus umutis chuyois, noisin loi sechar, mitzus, kalois, shasa, ba'ilam haze, beshur liparme menu, meshalem loilam habo. If a person has mostly merits and some sins, he's punished for his small number of light sins in this world in order to give him his reward in the world to come. But if a person has mostly sins and some merits, he's rewarded for his small number of light merits in this world in order to give him his punishment in the world to come. But one who throws off the yoke, one who negates his covenant, and one who reveals faith in the Torah, which all these terms will be explained, even though he has performed good deeds, he's punished in this world, but the principal punishment is in the world to come. Avodah Zarah v'Gila Arayis, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosi, Chad Amar Kekalois, Chad Amar Kechamurois, Manan Kaimin, Im Kesha Asa Tshuva, Ein Kol Dara Ha'im B'Fnei Ba'alei Tshuva, Ele Ki Anan Kaimin, Ba'oisa Shuli Asa Tshuva, Umeis B'Yisurin. Idolatry and illicit relations, there was a dispute between Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yosi. One viewed them as light sins, and one viewed them as severe sins. What's the case? If you repented, nothing stands in the way of repentance, not even if the sins were severe. Rather, it must be referring to one who did not repent and he died with afflictions. Taman Taninan, Elu She'en Laim Chel Olam Habo, Ha'ime Ein Tchias Amisim, Ve'en Torah Min HaShamayim, Ve'Apikoros. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, the following have no portion in the world to come. One who says that there's no source in the Torah for the revival of the dead. One who says that the Torah did not come from heaven. And an Apikoros who disgraces the Torah and its learners. Ve'kiva oime afa koyre b'sfarim ha'chitzoinim, v'aloicheh shalamaka, v'oime kol machala she'samtiv mitzvayim, lo osim alecha, ki ani Hashem roifecha. Rabbi Kiva says that even one who read heretical books and one who spits on and says an incantation on a wound, as the Pasuk says in Shmos, in Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Chovav, all the sicknesses I have visited upon Mitzrayim I will not visit upon you because I Hashem heal you. Abba Shol Oimer, Abba Hoigeth Hashem Ba'isius, Abba Shol says even one who verbalizes the four-letter name of Hashem as well. Hoisifu Aleim Apoyek Oil Ba'amefer Bris Ba'amagal upon him Ba'teva Eilayim Lahim Chel Oilam Habo, and the Bryce in Sahedrin adds, there's further cases of people that don't have a place in the world to come are one who throws off the yoke, one who negates his covenant, and one who reveals faith in the Torah. Hapoyuk ol, one who throws off the yoke, zeshu oimer yesh Torah ve'ini seifena, hamesha bris zeshu moshech loy ola, hamagala ponim ba'Torah zeshu oimer loy nitna Torah min ha'shamayim. So one who throws off the yoke, he says, there's a Torah, but I don't feel it's important to fulfill. One who negates the covenant is one who stretches his skin to cover up the place of his circumcision in order to appear uncircumcised, and one who reveals faith in the Torah is one who says that the Torah was not given from heaven. And the Gemara asks, "Leikvar Tanisa Ha'ime in Torah Min Hashemayim?" Didn't the Mishnah already teach a case of one who says the Torah didn't come from heaven? Tani Rav Chananya Minatunya Koimi Rav Mana Shu Oiver Al Divrei Torah Before Hesia Kugoin Yoyakim Melech Yehuda VeChaviri. The answer is of Chananya of Ratunas taught the Brisa before Rav Mana, saying that the Brisa actually means he transgresses the Torah in public, such as Yoyakim, king of Yehuda, and his friends. Rubas Chuyos, Yerush Gan Eden, Rubi Aveiros, Yerush Gehenim. Hayim Avion, Am Rav Yosi, Noise Avoy Nois, Eng Sirkana Ele Noise Avoyin, Akkadosh Baruch Hu Choytef, Shta Echa Min Aveiros, Vizchuyos, Machuyos. So one who has mostly merits inherits Gan Eden, one who mostly has sins inherits Gehenna. If his merits and sins were completely equal, Rabbi Yosi says, the Pasuk does not say he bears sins, but it says he bears a sin. It means Hashem snatches one of the sins from the scales and the side of merit wins. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ulecha Hashem Chesed, Ki Atah Tishalom Le'ish Kama'aseh, Ve'i Leiflach At Yaevlon Min Didach. He date de blazer, omer, v'av chesed, mate, klape chesed. Rav Elazar disagrees, and he says, now the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in a Perek Samach Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and you, Hashem, have kindness, for you repay a man according to his deed. And if he doesn't have merit, you give him from yourself, means that Hashem adds to the merit rather than reduces the sin. And this conforms with Rav Elazar's opinion of that of great kindness, it says, means that he tips the scales to the side of kindness. Rabbi Yemya omer, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak boy, Tzaka titsa tam derech, v'rasha titsalef chatas, And it also says Chatoim Tov Deshva with Sadiqim Shalom Tov, and it says in Leleitzim Hu Yalitz Ulaanovim Yiten Chain, and it also says Wagli Chasido Yishmo Roshaim Bechoshech Yidmu, and it also says Kavoid Chacham Yincholov Ksinim Moin Kolein Vesigim Siga Vatira Tarin. Rabbi Yehuda asked a question quoting of Shmuel Bar Yitzhak. The Psukim say in Mishle Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav, it says charity guards one who is steadfast in his ways, in his way, but wickedness brings ruin upon the sinner. And in Mishle Yud Gimel Chof Aleph, it says evil will pursue the sinners, but the righteous he will pay a good reward. In Mishle Gimel Lamad Daled, it says if one goes to the scoffers he will scoff, but if he goes to the humble he evokes grace. And in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, it says the feet of his pious ones he will guard, and the wicked should be cut off in darkness. And in Mishle Gimel Lamad Hey, it says the wise shall inherit honor, but the fools take disgrace as their portion. Do they build the fence and then close the gates? Meaning, does Hashem need to protect one who is righteous and upright? Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, answered, if a person guards himself from sinning once, twice, and a third time, after that Hashem protects him from sinning, as the Pasuk says in Eov, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chof Tef, behold, God does all these twice or three times with a man. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Uve Lechud, Dula Yosef Le, Ma'atam, Uve Achut, Amashulash Loi Le'olam, Yinatek, En Ksiv Kan, Ela Loi B'mehera, Yinatek, In Matachas Oloi, Mifsaku. Rabbi Zeira says, as long as he continues in his righteous ways. What is the source for this? The Pasuk didn't say in Koheles, in Perek Dalad Pasuk Yud Beis, and a three-stranded cord will never be broken. Rather, it says it will not quickly be broken, but if we burden it, it will break. Rav Huna, quoting Rav Ol, said that Hashem does not forget, but for the sake of Yisrael, he so to speak, forgets, as the Pasuk says in Shmos in Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Zayin, Noiseh Avoin, forgiving iniquity, but it's written without the letter Vav, as if it says Nasha Avoin, which is forgetting iniquity. And about David, it also says in Tehillim in Perek Pehei Pasuk Gimel, and you have forgotten the iniquity of your people, you have concealed all their sin forever.